Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trundy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Live for First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM, Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550. Do not forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. And I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, your Dingy Mob. Thank you very much. And to all our beautiful First Nation people, traditional owners of this big island, beautiful country of ours, big shout out to you all. And acknowledge you, Mob, and thank you very much for being a part of this daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yana Strong? Uli is here, 1-800-422-416. Let's open up the track with, the show with the daily track, The Reason Why, Mop and the Dropouts. Do enjoy.
don't need to understand. I just need to hold his hands. I don't ever need to ask the reason why. For I know he'll make a way through the night.
Yeah, that's Sweet Roses, Grant Hanson, featuring Paul Kelly here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yindinji country. That's BBM Bumber Beep Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong, your mob, 1-800-422-416. Now, Australia's biggest cucumber farm to create legacy for traditional owners. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Kingsley Songer, who's the manager of Four Ways General. Four Ways General Manager, and that's Kingsley Songer on the line. Kingsley, good morning.
Morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well, my brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So where are you based, bro?
I'm based in Virginia in South Australia.
Yes.
Obviously got a farm over in Geraldton, and we've got a new property up in Carnarvon in Western Australia that we're just starting to do some work with as well.
And we're talking Australia's biggest cucumber farm, create legacy for traditional owners. So a very big footprint and you could say lucrative when we're talking about biggest cucumber farm.
Yeah, well, we've been talking to the Amity over in Geraldton for a good 12 months now. We've sort of started the dialogue over here, and when they were over here in Adelaide at a conference 12 months or so ago. So it's developed from there with the assistance of the Indigenous Business Authority,
yes.
The IBA, and the Amity themselves. So yes, we've signed it up, got the land bought, and we're now just about just waiting for council approval, and we'll be into it.
So has cucumber been farmed in that area before?
Oh yes, it's a well known. We've been farming there throughout the last 7 years.
Okay.
On our property and the new property is adjacent to it, so right alongside of it.
Mm.
We've been there for about 7 or 8 years. But
now we're talking expansion.
Yeah. That's the idea. We're looking to double the size of it, so we'll be building the same sort of size configuration on the Amity property as we've got on our property.
So we're talking about, of course, increase for job opportunities for First Nation people.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So we've actually already employing some Amity people in our business over at Geraldton at the moment. And obviously the idea is that the priority will be given to Yamiti people to work on the new property when we start to develop it.
So we're talking job pathways, but we're also talking career pathways too, aren't we?
Absolutely. We've got a relationship with TAFE over in Geraldton, and they're going to be putting a program together for training, on-site training.
Yes.
So that will lead to wherever the people that being trained wanted to go, frankly.
Yes. But it could also create other opportunities to expand into other industries as well, couldn't it?
Absolutely, yes. Because it's not just the farming side.
No.
There's obviously transport. There's the packing side of it. There's a whole range of different things that can come out of this, for sure.
And how long have you been general manager at Four Ways there, Kingsley?
I've been there almost 10 years now.
Enjoying that journey.
It's been great. Yeah, we've done a lot over the last 10 years, and the company's owned by a Vietnamese family, so that in itself is it's been a great journey.
Well, they're indigenous, of course, so that comes with a bit of weight, even though not from this country, but working with indigenous people here, First Nation.
Exactly. Yeah. No. It's been a great experience, and we're really looking forward to the expansion happening as soon as we can possibly make it happen. So I think it's a win-win for the Yamini mob and a win for Four Ways.
Well, it probably should look at expansion in the lettuce industry as well, because they're costing arm and leg at the moment.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, it's not only lettuce, there's
exactly.
Produce at the moment is sky high, but anyway, that's how it goes.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, thanks for sharing with us, Kingsley. A big shout out to the Yemiji mob, and keep doing what you're doing there, my brother.
Okay, thank you very much, Trevor. Appreciate the time to have a chat.
Take care, Kingsley. Bye-bye.
Okay, talk again. See you, mate.
A beautiful young Kingsley Songer, his name is the general manager of Four Ways, and talking about Australia's biggest cucumber farm to create legacy for traditional owners. So the country's largest cucumber farm will be developed in Western Australia as part of a joint venture between traditional owners and established Australian horticultural company. So look, fantastic, and get it together and create job opportunities as well as career pathways. And we're talking about Australia's biggest cucumber farm, so there it is. That's a fantastic footprint. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Children to the day she died. She longed to know her children were all right. She longed to hold her children so very tight and to tell them more of their dreaming, in a way that's right to live on the land, to give a guiding light, to dance and sing, and to do all those things the mother and to learn the ways of the tribe, the bush, and the land and sea. And so, to survive, my baby chant cries, my baby remembers me. Thank you.
get on your mouth. It's me, Bush Takabanji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, a very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, as BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, the National Indigenous Art Fair, Overseas Passenger Terminal, The Rocks in Sydney, happening this weekend, launching a NAIDOC Week. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Peter Cooley, CEO of First Hand Solutions Aboriginal Corporations, on the line. Peter, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. Yeah, I'm great, mate. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So you're based down there at Coles, Sydney. I'm up here in Cairns, North Queensland, brother.
Oh, yeah, sounds like you've got the good weather up there. We're actually freezing this morning.
Yeah, I'm just tickling you there, my friend, but thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important art fair. Now, the National Indigenous Art Fair, look, it's kicking on this weekend, 2nd and 3rd July, launching NAIDOC Week. This is an annual event, but thanks to COVID-19, a bit of a couple of detours, yes?
Yeah, mate, yeah. Look, we've had a couple of really successful years in 18 and 19, but 2021 has been really challenging, and you know, we had to cancel the last 2 years, but last year was even more difficult because we got all the way till 2 weeks before, and then Omicron hit and we had to cancel 2 weeks before the actual event. So that was really disappointing, but yeah, those things happen, mate. And you just got to, you know, you just got to wear it and you just got to get on and keep things moving.
Exactly. So it's all gung-ho, ready for this weekend coming, 2022. Tell us about the National Indigenous Art Fair and, well, the opportunity for our First Nation business people to put their art front and centre, and a fantastic event showcasing their beautiful art.
Absolutely, yeah. The fair supports remote Aboriginal communities, the art centres, you know, to come to Sydney to join in and be a part of the Sydney marketplace. There's big demand in Sydney for Aboriginal art, and you know, having these guys come from some of the most remote places in Australia, where, you know, on occasions it takes up to 2 days to actually get to Sydney.
Yes,
you know, that's it's pretty special. And it's a big commitment for a lot of these communities to make such a long journey. But, you know, when they get to Sydney, the bright lights of Sydney, I suppose, you know, it's, you know, people just waiting for the opportunity to actually connect with these remote people and, you know, hear their stories and see their beautiful artwork, because it's, you know, there's not a huge amount of opportunity to do that in the Sydney marketplace.
Exactly. And when we talk about these artists and coming from remote communities as such across the big island, Australia, is there art centres involved that are guiding, nurturing these artists as such?
Yeah, yeah. So the art centre will come over to, you know, showcase the works, but also we like to try and support artists to make the journey as well, because it's a really good thing for artists to be able to see what happens to their art once it leaves communities, and very few get the opportunity to do that. So, you know, we try and support the art centres to make sure they can bring an artist to come across, connect with, you know, the community in Sydney, connect with the wider art world in Sydney, and really be able to learn and earn, I suppose, from the marketplace, and then take those learnings and that knowledge back into community.
And look, it becomes a business platform as well, artists turning into business. So we are talking profit, we are talking money there, which is great for the artists, and then it just broadens their horizon in the business world, you could say.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it is business, because it, you know, it makes, they create products or works, and then they're sold, you know, so it is a business, but, you know, it's an opportunity for those artists to actually be a part of the marketplace and actually learn from it, that they can take those skills back and, yeah, if they wanted to, yeah, create their own business in community, or, you know, be a part of the art centre, or even go on to hopefully one day run the Art Centre.
Sure, exactly. So there is opportunities galore for our artists as such, and also shines a light on their community as well. Peter, how long have you been the CEO of First Hand Solutions Aboriginal Corporation?
About 10 years, mate. We were established in 2012, and so, yeah, we're 10 years old this year, mate. So, yeah, I was a co-creator of First Hand Solutions, and, yeah, was still sort of involved.
And what's your, what is your actual delivery of your services? What do you guys do there?
Well, we do the National Indigenous Art Fair. We do an initiative called the Black Markets, which is an all Aboriginal market here in Sydney. So, yeah, that's run sort of here in community at La Perouse, but it's also made its way all around the Sydney marketplace. Ooh. And that's showcasing our small businesses in arts, crafts and tourism to the wider Sydney public, the wider market. That's been running for about 9 years now.
Yes.
You know, we work with probably around 60 small businesses in that marketplace.
And all different products and produce.
Yeah, all do. I mean, our mob are pretty creative and they're fast learners and they see holes and they fill those holes very quickly, mate.
Exactly.
So, yeah. But we also run a project called Indigigrow. And if any of your listeners are out there, it's just indigigrow.com.au and they can have a look at what Indigigrow is about. But basically, it's a platform we use to be able to, you know, connect our young people to culture and be able to sort of sustain that and create those opportunities for knowledge to be passed down. And it's around native plants.
Yes.
So we run two native plant nurseries, and we really do have a heavy focus on our local plants here in Sydney.
We're talking bush tucker then, aren't we, Peter?
Plenty of bush tucker plants. And we do also native bush tucker plants that come from other regions as well, but they're very popular and there's big demand for them. But our real focus is on our local Sydney plants here where, you know, we have a lot of stories, a lot of our culture's tied into those plants, and it really is an important connection to country and part of our identity. So,
well, that in itself creates another industry, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And from where we live here at La Perouse all the way through to Sydney Harbour, our plants are actually critically endangered.
Yeah.
So, you know, as traditional custodians, we take on a cultural responsibility of reviving those species, but also connecting our young people to them. We have five young local Aboriginal apprentices from the local community working in that. Yeah, so, you know, running the nursery and selling plants through the nursery really does just allow us as knowledge holders to work with our young people and pass on traditional knowledge.
Well, beautiful space there, and thank you very much for sharing and the work that First Hand Solutions Aboriginal Corporation is doing. We focus on this conversation, National Indigenous Art Fair, which does kick off this weekend, 2nd, 3rd July. So any mob in Sydney, drop on over to check out the National Indigenous Art Fair. And where's that being held, my friend?
That's at the cruise ship terminal in Circular Quay, so the Overseas Passion Terminal, and the art fair, and they'll join about 20 something black market stallholders as well. So it's going to be the black markets and the art fair running side by side, and you know there'll be about 50 stalls.
Beautiful.
That people can come and sink their teeth into some beautiful arts and crafts and all types of things from you know, fashion, kids stuff, right through to bush foods.
Beautiful. Fantastic. So there it is, all happening in Sydney. Thank you very much for sharing, Peter. All the best to your mob, your team there, your family. Stay safe. And we'll yarn soon, my friend.
Thank you, Trevor, for allowing me to share our story on to your listeners.
Beautiful. National Indigenous Art Fair, alive and kicking. Take care, my brother. All the best.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A deadly yarn there. Peter Cooley, his name is CEO of First Hand Solutions Aboriginal Corporation, and we're talking about the National Indigenous Art Fair. Thanks to COVID-19, well, it's up and running again and happening overseas passenger terminal, The Rocks in Sydney, 2nd, 3rd July. So that's happening this weekend. So if you're down to Sydney or heading down there for business, or if you're living in Sydney, go and check it out, your mob, and get educated, get enthused, get empowered. Too deadly. Black people in business. Have your say, yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black. Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry. Too deadly.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah.
Yeah, my boys are good boys. That's Jarara, and this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn Up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindinji Country, as BBM Bumbo Bread Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the country thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team, thank you very much. House down there at Beamer Office, Brisbane Digital Media Association, and big shout out to Jai and the Daily Mob down that way. Thank you very much for being a part of this daily program, National Talk Black. Big shout out to First Nation Radio Stations across the country as well, Daily Black Network across the country, two Daily Mob and Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black. Let's look at the top stories in the news. Ex-lone wolf bikie dead after car park shooting. Abandoning God, Christianity plummets as non-religious surges incenses. Motivated solely by greed, Zenya Nesenico lived a life of luxury until it all crumbled. Queensland's top cop ordered to appear in court in alleged meth trafficking case. What did I say? The suburbs defined the property market downturn. A police officer who killed Justine Damon is released from prison after 5 years. Sen Track, Tuesday's Best Bets, 28th of June. A quick guide to the census results. Next step to boost defence revealed. Steve O admits the early days of Jackass were a bad influence. Laughter and forgetting with Liz as she prepares to break Brexit deal. Rising Raiders rake keen to resolve contract situation. During the 6th Capital Riot Committee announced a surprise hearing with new evidence. So they're the headlines, today's news. Add to the conversation here. Tell us what news is happening with your mob, with your organisation, with your clan group. All is here on your daily program, National Talk Back. 15 minutes left on the program, and we've got the news coming up via NERS, National News Radio Service. Let's go to Rocky Rocky Will. Willie Brim, big shout out, Willie Brim. And mob up there, Karana Japakai, represent.
I travel through their country, way up in Japan. I'm talking to their children to make them understand. I telling them my story, I singing them my song, I showing them my dance now. Me dancing don't take long. In this rocky, rockin', rockin' roll world, in this rocky, rockin', rockin' roll place, I got this feeling, it's falling in place. Let's go, bro. I travel through their seas. I hear them voices, them voices calling me. Well, who can it be now? Them voices I know, they're calling me home now. Should I stay, should I go? In this rocky, rockin', rockin' roll world, in this rocky, rockin', rockin' roll place, I got this feeling, it's falling in place. Let's go, ha! So rocky.
rocky, rock and roll world. In this rocky, rock and roll place, I got this feeling, it's falling in place. I travel through their country, way up in Japan. I'm talking to their children to make them understand. I telling them my story, I telling them my song, I showing them my dance now. Me dancing don't take long. In this rocky rock and roll world, in this rock and roll place, I got this feeling, it's falling in place. Let's go, ha! Konnichiwa! Domo arigato! Ha, ha!
Mob, this is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1800 422 416.
Yeah, that's Bridges there. Ivan Demel here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Otherwise, text the brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page, Rob, BBM987FM. All right, big shout out to your mob. They're celebrating NAIDOC happening this year. It's happening next week. And NAIDOC is the theme is get up, stand up, show up. That's what it's all about. And look at the artwork that's on that deadly poster for this year. It comes from Ria Dank, a young Ganjenji Wajija artist from Northern Territory and winner of the prestigious National NAIDOC poster competition for 2022 with the entry Stronger. I created this piece after reading this year's National NAIDOC Week theme, Get Up, Stand Up, Show Up. I knew straight away I wanted to do a graphic piece centered around our flags with text highlighting what we have been through and still fighting for. And said Ria, I feel that this piece being black and white allows us to focus on the details and message in the artwork. So there it is. To tell us, your mob, what's happening with your celebrations here in Cairns. We're kicking off. I'm very excited about the NAIDOC committee here in Cairns. Do a fantastic job and waiting for their program to come out. But happening at the same time, we've got CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. Had a deadly yarn earlier with Peter Cooley, CEO of First Hand Solutions Aboriginal Corporation. And they're running the National Indigenous Art Fair in Sydney. Well, we have our own art fair up here in Cairns. CIAF is the acronym, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. Kicks off 6th and finishes 10 July. That's all happening at the Cairns Convention Centre here. A fantastic opportunity for our artists slash business people operating at the art fair and selling their beautiful artwork, and a fantastic opportunity for them as business people. So there it is, your mob. So have your say. Yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. Tell us what you're doing for NAIDOC celebration. 5 minutes left in the program. We've got the news coming up very soon. Let's go to Birds on the Wire with TCD, Troy Cassidelli, featuring Bella. Do enjoy.
Like a bird on a wire, like a drunk in the midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. Like a fish on a hook, like a knight in some old-fashioned book, I have seen all my ribbons for thee. And if I have been unkind, I just hope you, like a baby stillborn, like a beast with its horns, I have torn everyone that reached out to me. Oh, but I swear, by this song and by all I have done wrong, I'll make it all up to
He called out to me.
Calling out to me.
He don't ask for so much.
Don't you ask for so much.
And a young woman.
Yeah, Daily Track there, Birds on the Wire, Troy Caster Daily featuring Bella here on your daily program, National Talk Black. It's come that time where Trendy Trev signs off for today. I thank you very much for your company, your mob. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That daily number is 1-800-422-416. But 24-7, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well as a way of communicating, BBM 987 FM. But thank you for your company, your mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. News coming up very soon. Do enjoy.